Years ago, and we sent one of our children to a local nursery that was run by a very, very poor woman, and there weren't enough mattresses to put on the floor for all the children, so my wife complained that our daughter didn't have a place to lie down. So the complaint was registered in November. So the woman said, "Don't worry, next year we ordered mattresses and they'll be here next year." So my wife said, "What good will that be? We'll be back in Eretz Yisrael next year." So all of a sudden the woman turned red and she said, "Oh, I meant the 1st of January, that the mattresses will be in the 1st of January." So I realized what when I mentioned that these were the last lectures we're going to have, the last meetings we're going to have until the end of the year, that our grander turned white. In other words, I meant until Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's the year. No, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, you can sign your checks in Eretz Yisrael with the Hebrew date. They're considered to be valid. It's good practice to know what date really is. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, I forgot to put up notice, but. Dr. Apfel gave me a syllabus of his course and the various topics that will be covered. So if anyone wants to pick one up in order to in advance decide whether this is something he wants to be involved in, I have in my office, just come over to him. I'll be happy to give you those syllabi. And Rabbi Rakefet returned to Eretz Yisrael, and I assume there'll be notice up on the board exactly when he'll be giving shiurim, if it'll be this Sunday or Monday, or he'll wait a week until he recovers from trauma of being in America, and start only the following week. Okay, has everyone arrived? Okay, we can begin then. I pointed out that just as the Prima Gadim wrote a psicha of the Hilchos Shlita, we'll also give a psicha hakdamat Hilchos Shlita, and we'll pretty much pace ourselves and order ourselves in the order of the psicha of the Prima Gadim himself, where he has a number of shorashim. We'll do them one by one. The first shorash, Hashorash Harishon, Roi Shateda, I'm just reading from the Prima Gadim in his psicha. It depends what edition you have. Some of you have Prima Gadim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, so it's in the back. Some of you have it on the page. It's on the page. Roi Shateda, Hechon Sivanu Hashem Yisbarach al Hilchos Shlita. What's the makor of Hilchos Shlita? We asked in terms of Kedushin. What's the makor of Kedushin? What's the makor of Hilchos Shlita? So the Prima Gadim basically sends us to a pasuk in last week's parasha, Perek Yud Beis, Devarim Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Kaf Aleph. Ki yirchak vimcha hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha asum shem al sham. V'zavachta mibekorcho mitzoncha asher nasan Hashem lecha ka'asher tzivisicha. V'zavachta ka'asher tzivisicha. And then v'achalta b'sharecha. Comes with Rashi over there and quotes the Gemara, Lamadnu sheyesh tzivui b'zvicha hech yishchot v'hein hilcho shlita shenemru l'moshe misinai. The makar of hilcho shlita is halacha Moshe misinai. This is a braisa in the Gemara in Chulin, Andaf Kaf Ches Amad Aleph, Tanya Rebbe Omer. It's the beginning. If you, those of you who began with the tour, this is the beginning of the tour. Rebbe Omer, the Rebbe Omer, v'zavachto kasher tzivisicha, malamed shenistava Moshe al haveshet v'al hakana v'al rov echad v'al v'al rov shnayim bebehima. The role of the Hilchos Shlita are a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Hu Adin the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shlita also quotes this drasha and also quotes it as being a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Rambam Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph Hilchos Shlita. Mitzvah sasei she yishchot mi she yirtze le'achol basar. And then he continues, halacha beis, Hilchos Shlita b'kulan achasi, and halacha Dalid, zvicha zo ha'amura v'tora stam tzarech l'farei shosa leida be'eze mokom min ha'behema shochtin, kama shir shlita, be'eze dover shochtin, masai shochtin, heichon shochtin, keitzad shochtin, mahim advarim ha'mafsidin tashlita, miu ha'shochet, ועל כל הדברים האלו ציוונו בתורה שנאמר וזבחת מבקורך כאשר ציווי שיחה ואכלת בשעריך שכל הדברים האלו על פה ציווה מהן כשאר תורה שבעל פה כי נקרא מצווה. That this comes under the category of halacha למשה מסיני. However, there is over here בכל זאת המחלוקת ראשונים, in which the Ramban offers a permutation on the halacha Moshe Mesinai. Namely, according to our understanding up to this point, kasher tzivisicha, these two words, means kasher tzivisicha, when I met with you, Moshe Rabbeinu, for 40 days on Har Sinai, and I gave you Torah Shebaal Peh, that's when I filled you in on Hilchos Shlita. However, the Ramban understood that there's another perush to kasher tzivisicha, the Ramban in Chumash, and the Ramban says, v'hinei, Siva b'korbanos v'shachat v'shachato shehu b'simane hatzavar v'nei mitzkila tziva shiye koma shem ochim shlomim v'heim shlutim k'mishpat ha'korbanot v'ata k'sheva lehatir basar ha'chulin amar v'zavachto mi'bekorach mitzoncha kasher tzivisicha. What's kasher tzivisicha mean? B'yosam korbanot. In other words, expand hilchos kodshim. You had already a principle, halacha Moshe Mesinai, of shlita by kodshim. Expand Hilchos Kodshim into Chulin. That is the Kaasher Tzivi Sicha. V'tochal otam b'chol avat nafshecha v'mar shiatirem Chulin b'chol makom u'bilvad shiyu zvuchim kaasher tziva mitzchila b'yotam kulam korbanot. At one time, the only meat we're able to eat was korbanot. When we have the heter to eat Chulin, eat meat out of the Beis HaMikdash, not a korban shlamim, then continue doing the same shkita that you did earlier. V'zehu pshuto shel mikra al hanachon. In other words, that even though we have this concept of Halacha Moshe Mesinai, don't understand that Halacha Moshe Mesinai is Yesh Me'ayin. Poof! We have a din of Shchita by Chulin that happens to be parallel to the din of Shchita by Kodshim, but it's a whole new Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Don't learn that Kasher Tzivisicha refers to Moshe on Har Sinai, but rather, Kasher Tzivisicha, this is an extension of Kodshim. V'shema Rabosenu Niskavnu Bazeh Shamru B'Sifri, Kasher Tzivisicha, Ma Kodshim B'Shchita, Af Chulin B'Shchita. And we not as a parallelism, but as an expansion. Now, in other words, we don't have over here two parallel tracks. That's the way that Rashi would learn. But rather, we have over here a track of Kachim, which is now expanded into the track of Chulin. My nafkamina, whether we're talking over here about a new Gzeres HaKosuv, or we're talking expansion of the world of Kachim, there are a number of nafkaminas. Let's just give you one of them. And that relates to the first Mishnah of the second parak of Chulin. The Mishnah states, "Hashochet echad ba'of ushnayim bebehema shchitaso ksheira." The Gemara asks, this language, "Hashochet shchitaso ksheira," is language of bidiyeved. So the Gemara says, "Hashochet bidiyeved in lechatchila lo." What's lechatchila? In other words, how far do you go? So by oath, you could say maybe we go from one to two simanim. Where do you move in terms of a behema? It says over here, Hashochet echad ba'of ushnayim bebehema shchitaso ksheira. I mean, how do you go beyond two? What does it do? Chop off the whole neck? So the Gemara says, "Ibo yisema echad ba'of, ibo yisema arubo shel echad kamohu." That even when we have to shech two simanim by a behema, but we have a din of rubo kukulo. That's b'di'evad. L'chatchila, the shochet should shech through the entire two simanim. B'di'evad, if he shechted the rope, that's enough. That's what the Mishnah means. We have a chatchila and a b'di'evad. So over here, the Rishonim are bothered. What's going on over here, Chatzchila and Bidiyevet? Either Rov is enough or it's not enough. Shchita is Matir Ba'achila. If Rov is enough, so in a Matir, why should you need any more than it's Mutter? If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. What over here is the concept of Chatzchila? So Rashi says, Atzechuhu Rabbanon Travayu. Mishamar Choka Ba'aveira, Dilma Goasi Lamev Aruba Dachad. And certainly, Midoraisa, Rove is enough. There was never a machlokis on the Doraisa plane that Rove is Lchatkila Midoraisa, Ruba Kukula. However, Midrabbanon, we're afraid if we tell you Rove, you may do a little less than Rove. And so, therefore, Midrabbanon, you should do the entire Simon. Or Midrabbanon, even by an oaf, you should do two, in order to be sure that you get in the Doraisa of one. That's the way Rashi learns. The Ramban, however, has a different option over here in Chulin. The Ramban points out that L'chatchila lo sogi be'echad ba'of v'lo b'rov shnayim bein ba'ofen be'behema ad d'shochet l'kuhu simanim bein ba'of bein be'behema v'lo mishum dam. Ela mishum shemitzvah shchita al shnayim shleimim bein ba'of bein bebehema Dehochi Agmuri Rachmano Lemoshe Lemishkat Shnayim Rubo Shel Echad Be'of Avishal Shnayim Be'behema Kekulan. Ramat says this is Din Doraisa. The Mida Oraisa, we have Lechatchila Shechti the entire two Simanim. So the question is, what do you mean Mida Oraisa? There's such a concept. Since when do we have a Lechatchila on a Doraisa? Either you're Yotzei or you're not Yotzei. So if we link in this Ramban with the Ramban and Chumash, it's very nice. In Kodshim, we have a world of Lechatchila and Bidiyevet. In the world of Kodshim, there we have concepts of Lechatchila and Bidiyevet within the realm of mitzvos. And so if we are going to view Shchita Skun as an expansion of Kodshim, just like in Kodshim, we have a concept of Lechatchila, of Shechting the entire two Simanim, Mishum Dam. So also we move that over now to Chulin, that we have this Lechatchila parallel to Kodshim. Because if we're going to learn that we're dealing over here with a separate track which has nothing to do with Kodshim, then Lechora, the only way to understand the Gemara is in the level of Rashi that we have over here, a Chumra Midrabanan. So whether you learn like Rashi, or whether you learn like this first Teretz in the Ramban, could depend that Rashi is Lashitato and the Ramban is Lashitato. Rashi is Lashitato that the Ocha Moshe Misinai is Kasher Tzi V'Sicha B'Sinai, and that's a whole new track. And then if we're going to have a Lechatchila, that's only on the Rabbanan plane. Ma'ashen came the Ramban is Lashitato, Pshuto Shel Mikra, and he has a Sifri. Ma'a Kodshim B'Shchita, Afkulin B'Shchita, this is a continuity of Kodshim. Just as in Kodshim we have a Lechatchila and B'Dievet Midaraisa, so also here we have a Lechatchila and B'Dievet Midaraisa. What I've been assuming up to now is that generally, out of the realm of Kodshim, there's no such thing as a Lechatchila and a B'Dievet on a Doraisa plane. Namely, if Midaraisa, Yotze Kriyat Shema, by saying the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, then there's no Lechatchila Midaraisa to say all three parashas. If something is a Mitzvah Midaraisa, it's a Mitzvah Midaraisa, there's no Lechatchila B'Dievet. Only in Kodshim do we have this concept of Lechatchila and B'Dievet. But I have to be intellectually honest. Rav Shechter many times quotes a Tosfos in Nida on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. That Tosfos over there in Nida on Samach Vav Amid Beis points out that Ein Svara Gabe Tvila Shall Ikpida Torah Elash Yitaher Adam. That when you have something which is a pure matir, then there's no Lechatchila and B'dieved. However, if we're dealing with mitzvos, then he allows for a lechatchila and a b'dieved. Mikra bikurim, chalitza, are mitzvos, and so there are ways of being mekayim these mitzvos on a lechatchila plane and on a b'dieved plane. Then the Ramban is not necessarily shlishitato. Then the moment that you assume, and we'll speak about it a little later on, that there's a mitzvah of shlita, that itself could allow for lechatchila and b'dieved. Just to summarize, we have two understandings of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. Either it's independent or it's an extension of Kodshim. We have a Gemara which states that there's a Lechatchila and a B'dieved in Shchitas Chulin. If we're going to learn that Chulin is an extension of Kodshim, that would explain the Lechatchila and the B'dieved even on the Doraisa plane. If we say that Chulin is not an extension of Kodshim, then you have to learn the Lechatchila and the B'dieved either on a Drabonan plane, or say that the Gemara is using the Svar of Tosfos, that even in the world of Mitzvos, we can have a Lechatchila and B'dieved even if they're not connected to the world of Kodshim. So that's Hakafa Aleph. Hakafa Beis. No matter which way you learn, like Rashi or like the Ramban, Shchita is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Again, either it's an extension or it's independent of Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Here we have a bit of a problem. There is the Shita of the Tur in Yoredeya in Siman Reish Tzadi Dalad. The Tur was bothered by a phenomena that we have a concept of Orlas Chutz La'aretz. We have a concept of Orlas Chutz La'aretz. Orlas Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Torah speaks about Kisavol Ha'aretz u'natatem kol eitz, etc. That the din of Orla is basically in Eretz Yisrael. We have halacha l'Moshe Misinai that if a person plants a tree in Chutz La'aretz is also a din of Orla. However, the Gemara says that as opposed to Orlas Eretz Yisrael where Sveiko L'chumra, Orlas Chutz La'aretz Sveiko L'kula. That's a Gemara. So comes on the tour and says, maybe this is a rule. The rule is that every halacha Moshe Misinai sveiko lekula. That's the difference between something which is black and white in the Torah and halacha Moshe Misinai. Savik doraisa lechumra, we only apply to that which is black and white in the Torah. That which is doraisa due to halacha Moshe Misinai, there we say savik doraisa lekula. That's the tour shita. That's picked up by other poskim as well. The question is, what then do we do with Shechita? Shechita, we said, according to everyone, is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Are we going to say that if you're not sure if you shecht the two simonim that we're going to go, Lekula, that we don't find anywhere in Chulin and Shulchan Aruch, we find Lehefech, that we view Shechita as a Doraisa and Sveiko Lechumra. So what's going on over here? Is it Halacha Moshe Misinai, or is it not Halacha Moshe Misinai? So here, the Prima Gadim posits that there are two dinim of Halacha Moshe Misinai. There are two forms, two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. One is Halacha Moshe Misinai, which comes out of thin air. Poof, we have a din of Arava, of Chibut Arava, of Sivuv HaMizbech Arava on Sukkot. It's not anywhere in the Torah, pure Halacha Moshe Misinai. The concept of Eser Netios, in terms of defining a Sadeh for purposes of Shemitah, pure Halacha Moshe Misinai, came out of nowhere, came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu during the 40 days. However, and there it is, and that Huadin or Raschutz Laretz, poof, came out of nowhere. Masha'en Kain, we have another type of Halacha Moshe Misinai, which explains the Pasuk in the Torah. Right? We have a Pre-Eitz Hadar, that's an Esrog. If we have a Safek, if this is the proper Esrog or not, we're going to say Sveika L'chumra. Right? Because even though it's Halacha Moshe Misinai that Pre-Eitz Hadar means Esrog, but this is a Perush of a Pasuk in the Torah. And so that's what we have over here by Shechita. The language of the Ramban that I read to you before in Chumash is V'hinei mitzvot ha-shechita mefurasha bekan u'mevo'eres midivrei rabbeinu bekabbalah. That we have an anchor in the Torah, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, which is explained by Halacha Moshe Misinai to mean that we have five psulei shechita, and we have to shecht rov shnayim, and we shecht the simanim v'chulei v'chulei. There, we apply the rule of Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Okay, so even though it's given the fact that we have the tour, the cholzot hilcha shechita remain on the level of sveika d'oraisa l'chumra because it's the form of Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is an explanation of a keta in the Torah rather than a yesh me'ayin. We find this distinction also. Well, the Prima Gadim says that on his own. We find it in the Ran. There's a Ran on the Rif. Those of you who are learning Shabbos. Along with Yoredeya, which is quite a feat, but if those of you who are doing it, the Simcha. So on the Mishnah of Lamed Tes Avos Malachos, the Ran points out that we have a Malacha which is not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions that there's a Malacha of Hotza'ah, carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa. What about being Ma'avir Arba Amos B'Rishus HaRabim? So the Ran says, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. It doesn't fit into the number of 39 Avos Malachos, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. However, says the Ran, we can ask, Halacha Moshe Misinai, we have a principle, Ein Onshin Alav, that there's no Skila on Halacha Moshe Misinai, Maximum Makas Mardus, no more than that. But Amavir Arba Amos B'Rishus HaRabim, Chora, there is Skila. It says, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, which Ein Onshin, that's Eser Netiyos, that's Arava, that's the Yesh Me'ayin Halacha Moshe Misinai. But the Halacha Moshe Misinai, which explains the pasuk in the Torah, Lo Sa'asu Kol Malacha, that already is just as we say, just as we pointed out over here, we'll say Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. So also we'll say that Shayach to the world of Onshim, namely that the second category of Halacha Moshe Misinai has all of the dinim of something which is written in the Torah, black on white. Okay, so that's the same principle that we have over here. Just as a point of information, there is a Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros in Perek Yud Halacha Tesvav. Over there, the Rambam has a question as to whether in Chutz La'aretz there's a din of Revai. We said Orvas Chutz La'aretz, in other words, the first 3 years of the fruit you can't eat, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. In Eretz Yisrael, during the fourth year, the fruit is kadosh, has to be taken to Yerushalayim, or to be nifta, and the money taken to Yerushalayim. What about the fruit of the fourth year in Chutz La'aretz? Is there also a din of Revai? So that's the machlokes in the Rambam and the Gaonim. Rambam says, in Perek Yud, in Perek Yud, Hilchos Ma'achos Asuras, Halacha Tesvav, Yeiro Eli, She'ein Din Neter Revai Noig B'Chutz La'aretz. Ela, Ochel Peros Shana Revi is below Pidyon. We have a din of Orla, 3 years no, fourth year is the same as the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth years, you can eat it. However, he points out, Horu miktsas gaonim, that kerem revai levado podin oso lechutzlar, that there is a din of revai. The question is, what's the machokas over here? What's the machokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim? So there's Reb Chaim on the Rambam and the Chibur, and he says the machokas is, what's the nature of the Locha Moshe Misinai of Orlas Chutz La'aretz? Are we going to say that this is a Yesh Me'ayin? Poof. The Torah speaks about Orlas Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz is no din of Orla. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a din of Orla in Chutz La'aretz as well. So then, it's Gzeres HaKosuv. What was stated to Moshe Rabbeinu, Orlas Chutz La'aretz was stated. That which was not stated, Neter Revai, Yeru Ali. There's no din of Neter Revai. Or do we say no? The Torah speaks about Beferush, Kisavol Ha'aretz Unatatem Kol Eitz Pri. Came along Locha Moshe Misinai and expanded the Pasuk in the Torah to Chutz La'aretz. Not a Pufi Yesh Me'ayin, but a Perush of the Pasuk. In other words, without Torah Shebal Peh, we would have thought the Pasuk is Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. Comes along Torah Shebal Peh, and the Halakha Moshe Misinai, and tells us this Pasuk relates to Chutz La'aretz. Then, the whole Parsha has moved over to Chutz La'aretz. 3 years don't eat. The fourth year is Kadosh, it requires Pidyon. So the whole tour at Prima Godim is based on the assumption that Orlas Chutz La'aretz is like the Rambam. That Orlas Chutz La'aretz, why do we say Sveiko Vakula? Because it's a Yesh Me'ayin. Were we to understand Orlas Chutz La'aretz like the Gaonim, then it would be Sveiko L'chumra. Then it would be similar to Shchita. Okay, so this this question as to how to define Halacha Moshe Misinai is not so pashut. The fact that there are two categories, that I think is clear. That there's nafka minu between the two categories. Category X, Ein Onchin Alav. Category X, Sveiko L'kula. Category Y, Onchin Alav, Sveiko L'chumra. That's also clear. Which Halacha Moshe Misinai fall into which category, that's that could be a machlokes rishonim. So, okay, with that we have finished the Shoresh Aleph of the Prima Godim. You can go back now and read it yourselves. This is what he talks about. He talks about Halacha Moshe Misinai. He doesn't get into the concept of Kodshim as much as we did. He brings in the question of Safek L'chumra and divides between the two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Shoresh Beis. Shoresh Beis, Roy Shinadaber Bel Kamo Adaber. And the question is, what is Shchita? Again, we spoke about what is Kodshim, what is Kedushin, when we dealt, and Rav Chisim will deal with it as well. Is Kedushin a mitzvah or a matir? You can ask the same question about Shchita. What is Shchita? Is Shchita only a matir, or is it also a mitzvah? So here we have a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, both in his Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Yad, Paskin, so we have mitzvahs asei shi yishchot mi sherotze le'echol basar chaya behema chaya va'of achar kach yochal sheneemar v'zavachtim b'korcho u'mitzonech. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Hu adin? The Rashba in the Torah Habayis counts it as a mitzvah. Hu adin? The Smag counts it as a mitzvah. The Tur counts it as a mitzvah. However, the Ravid in the Minyan HaMitzvos, which is the introduction to the Yad HaChazakah. The Rambam, before he wrote the 14 volumes of Yad HaChazakah, first wrote a Minyan HaMitzvos, and then he says, and now these mitzvos I'm going to divide into 14 categories, and these 14 categories are going to be my 14 Svarim, except in the Frankel edition where you have 12 Svarim and 2 stars. But someday that will be corrected as well. Why they did it in the first place, I'll never figure out. But the Rambam wrote 14 volumes, not 12 plus 2 stars, But first he wrote down all 613, then divided into 14, and each sefer he tells you what mitzvah he's referring to. So the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Mem Vav, Lishkot Behema Chaya Va'of, Achar Yochal Besaram, Shenemar Bezavachti Mikorcha Mitzoncha, Hasagas HaRaivid. The Raivid was masik not only on the sefer of the Yad HaChazaka, but even on the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And he says, Amar Avraham, Zo Ein Lo Ta'am. He started off at the beginning with his signon. This is absurd. Zo ein lo ta'am. So there's a kesef mishnah over here on the bottom that explains the Ravid. Nireshe taimo, mnei she'ein ze mitzvah mechuyeves. Im yirtza shelo le'chol basar, wants to be a vegetarian. O im yirtza shelo lishkotu ba'atzmo. Rashai, there's no reason that a person in his lifetime should ever have to shecht a behema. Right? If we would want to have a demonstration of shechita, I'll have to go and find someone who's a shochet and bring him here, because most of us are never going to shecht the behema. We're mechuyev and chatarag mitzvos. This is not a mitzvah. It's a matir. You want to eat meat. There's a matir. There are people who are trained to do this maisa heter. Nothing to do with mitzvahs. It's been a mitzvah, so all of us should be mekayim this mitzvah. That's the logic of the Rabbis. The question then: what is the logic of the Rambam? So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos has categories of mitzvos. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Brachos because these different types of mitzvos have different formulations of brachos. And in Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam mentions in Halacha Beis, Yesh mitzvos asei she'adam chayav l'shtadel gerdof ad she'yaaseh otam. That's what we call mitzvot chiyuviyot, that you have to run to do them. Gon tefillin, sukkah, lulav, shofar, ve'elu hanikraos chova. Ram calls those mitzvos chova. This is reading from Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos Halacha Beis. L'fi she'adam chayav al koponim la'asas. V'yesh mitzvah she'ein achova, ela domin l'rishus. We have a mitzvah which Rambam says is domet l'rishus, kagon mezuzah u'ma'ake she'ein adam chayev l'shkom debayis ha'chayev v'mezuzah kadei she'yase mezuzah. If you'd rather live in a tent city, you're kicked out of your home in Atzmona, you decide to that from now on you're going to live in a tent until Mashiach comes, so then there's no need for you to have a mezuzah. Ela im rotza lishkon kol yemav ba'olah o b'sfina yeshev eino chayev livlo bayit kadei she'yelo ma'ake. Okay, so we have mitzvos chova, and we have mitzvos that are dome l'rishus. And then the Rambam points out we have a third category, and this is farther down the line in Perek Yud Aleph. This is Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam says that we have a certain brachas that we make on mitzvos chova. We have certain brachas that we make on those that are domel rishus. And he says, however, aval netilas yadayim ushchita horel ubedivrei rishus hein afilu shachat ra'at mevarech al hashchita. It's that the bracha classically on the mitzvos chova and the mitzvos domel rishus is with a lamed, likvoa mezuzah, lehitatef bitalit, lohaniach tefillin. The bracha on the mitzvah on this third category, mitzvah reshus, which includes netilas yadayim ushchita, that's already al hashchita, al netilas yadayim. So the Rambam has three categories: chova, domel reshus, and reshus. Right? Chova means you have to run after it to do it. Domel reshus means that there is a prerequisite which you don't necessarily have to do. In order to have mezuzah, you have to have a house. In order to have a ma'akeh, you have to have a house. There's no mitzvah for you to have a house. There's no house, there's no mezuzah. If you have a house, then it turns into a chova. So it's domet l'rishus. And you have rishus, which is purely up to you. You want to eat meat, shecht. You don't want to eat meat, don't shecht. In other words, that's pure rishus. You want to eat bread, be notal yadayim. You don't want to eat bread, don't be notal yadayim. Rambam has three categories. The Ravid Kanere only has the first two categories that he would call mitzvah. There's mitzvahs chova, and there's a mitzvah of dome l'rishus. That once the prerequisite is in place, then it turns into a chova. But there's no need for the prerequisite to be there. Okay, so we have over here a question in terms of categorization. How far can you go and still call something a mitzvah if the moment that you move over from chova to dome l'rishus, is there also a third category of a mitzvah rishus? Yes? The second category says, if you don't own a house, there's no need for you to have a ma'akeh. But if you own a house, you have to have a ma'akeh. Namely, a house is a prerequisite for a ma'akeh. Whether you own a house or not, that's up to you. Once you have a house, then you're chayef to have a ma'akeh. However, the third category is something where there's no, you're not being forced on any point. You don't have to eat meat, period. You don't have to eat meat. And even if you own a cow, you don't have to eat it. And even if you own a cow and want to eat it, you don't have to shecht it. Someone else can shecht it for you. So whether you shecht or not, that's totally in your rutzon. Purely, totally in your rutzon. And according to the Rambam, is called the mitzvahs reshus, which to a certain degree may be an oxymoron. mitzvahs reshus, and that's what the rabbi points out, zo ein lo tam. If it's reshus, it's not a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, it's not a reshus. You want to call a domela reshus mela. In other words, you could have that middle category, which becomes a chova once you have the prerequisite. But the third category is going beyond the pale according to the Ravid. What then is shchita according to the Ravid? So the Ravid over there, back on, in that in Hasag on the Minyan HaMitzvah says, V'ulai lav haba michlal asei asei. That here we have what we called, what we spoke about yesterday in Kedushin, an Isur asei. We have a lav which is stated in positive language. V'zavachta ka'asher tzivisicha means it's also for an individual to eat kosher, to eat meat which is not shechted. But there's not a mitzvah asei to shecht. It's an iser asei to eat that which is not shechted. Again, we gave yesterday the example in Kedushin of this pasuk also in Parashas Re'eh, that's with, in other words, kol tzipor tohara tochelu. Kol tzipor tohara tochelu doesn't mean they have a mitzvah asei to eat chicken. It means were you to eat eagle, if you were to eat eagle, then you would be over an Iser. So we have a lav dressed up in the language of an Asay. Now, give me the truth of Malkos. An Iser lav has Malkos, an Iser Asay has no Malkos. So according to the Ravid, we have over here an Iser Asay. This is not only the Shita of the Ravid, this is also the Shita of the Ramban in his Asagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Shoresh Rishon, where the Ramban is giving us a list of criteria by which he lists mitzvos, so over there, in the classic edition, it's Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Rambam speaks about what the Baha'i counted, what he didn't count. And so over there, the Ramban says, Ve'elu v'kayotze bo, he's referring to Shechita, Lav haba mechal asei, v'ikaran hu halav ha-ne'emar behen, and gives the example called Tzipor Tahora Tochelu. So we have the Ravid, we have the Ramban, and we have also Tosfos in Shavuos, and Kaf Dalet, not mistaken, Amud Aleph, that's the Shita of the Riva in Tosfos. Divra Maskil Ha'ochel Nevela. Tosfos over there says that the Eshlomar, the Easter Yom, it's talking about the question of the Easter Chalal Easter. So he points out that when you have an animal, Is Be Easter Asay, the Eina Zvucha, the Chsiv, Vizavachta Vachalta, Masha Tazoveach Ata Ochel, Ava Masha Ia Tazoveach, Lo. And which says the zavachta v'achalta is not a mitzvah saseh, as it is according to the Rambam and the Rashba and the Smag and the Tur, but rather it's an iser aseh. There's an iser to eat that which is not shechted. Eino zavuach. We have an iser called eino zavuach, to eat that which is not shechted, that's written in the language of an aseh. The zavachta v'achalta, this is an iser aseh. So we have three Rishonim who view shechita not as a mitzvah, but rather as an iser aseh. And finally, we have over here in the same Tosfos a Shita of the Ritzva, Ein Nira Perush Zeh, but rather, what is Shchita? So he points out that Shchita is Ein Oba Ela Lahatir Esa Asur. Upire Shecha De B'Shchita Sharia V'lo B'Nachira. It's a Matir. It's not a Mitzvah Saseh. It's not an Iser Saseh. It's a Matir. It allows you to eat the meat, but it doesn't come under the category of being placed in a Minyan HaMitzvos, either in the world of Asay or in the world of Lotase. So this is parallel again to what we find by Kedushin, where you have a we've got five possibilities, but at least three, where Kedushin would be a mitzvah Asay, we saw the Shita of the Rambam, where Kedushin would be an Isur Asay, and it's to live with a woman, even if she's miyuchedet to you, without Kedushin, would be an Isur Asay of Kikach Ish Isha, that's the Shita of the Magad Mishnah, and maybe the Ravid would be Lushita So, or maybe Lushita So, or maybe Kedushin is simply a Matir, that it's Matir, the Isur of Kedesha Lo Yiyebucha, but it's not neither a mitzvah nor nor an Isur Aseh. Okay, so just like not comparing the world of Ishus to the world of Shechita in any which way, but we happen to have a parallel machlokas in terms of categorization.
According to the writer, what possible Eino Zevuach can one eat that would not be included in either Eimer Nechai or the Vehem or...
I'll come to that in a minute. I'll explain. Okay, I'll come to it. The nafgamina as to what shechita is. I mean, it's very nice to talk about things, you know, in the air, but there is a nafgamina, and the same nafgamina that we spoke about by kedushin, bracha. We have a bracha on shechita. Asher kisham shabbat zivanu al hashechita. What kind of bracha is it? Is it a birkas hamitzvah? Is it a birkas hamatir? Or is it a birkas shevach v'hodaya? As strange as that may sound, I mean, asher kisham shabbat zivanu al hashechita, but we'll find later on that that's a shechita of the Taz. The Taz views the Birkas Shlita as a Birkas Shlita Shevach Hodaya. Nafgamina can be made after Shlita. Who makes the bracha? The Shochet, someone who's standing around. In other words, the same nafgaminas that we had also by Kedushin. That's one area of nafgamina. A second area of nafgamina would be that Gemara that we saw on Daf Kaf Zayin. That we have a passage, that we have a one reading of the Gemara is that we have L'chatzchilen b'dievet midoraisa in the world of Shlita. Shechita lechatzchila midaraisa is all two simanim. The Dieved, Rov. So that can either link in with the Ramban of Kachim, or we said, Shechita's Tosfos, that mitzvos have lechatzchila b'dieved. But that assumes that Shechita's a mitzvah. If Shechita's a matir, even Tosfos agrees that there's no inyan of lechatzchila b'dieved by a matir. If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's aser, it's aser. There's no lechatzchila b'dieved by a matir. So, as to whether Shechita is a mitzvah will help us explain that Gemara on a Daraisa plane. And a third nafgamina, which is the one that Prima Gadim gets involved in at great length over here in Sheresh Beis, is in terms of the world of Mushba Va'omed. That if something is already Osir, then we have a principle, Ein Isir Chalal Isir. The question is, how much meat of an animal that was not shechted, let's say you shot an animal in the head, and you have a piece of this meat which is half of a kezayis, a chatzi shir. Can another Easter be chal on that chatzi shir? Let's say Yom Kippur comes in, or I don't know. In other words, any other Easter comes in, do we say that if you eat that piece of meat, now you're over two Easterim, or do we say any Easter chal al Easter? So if what we have by meat which is not kosher is a lav. If what we have is a mitzvah and a lav of nevela, so the shear of nevela is kezayis. All lavim, the shear is kezayis. But if we have an iser aseh, we have a pasuk v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, which tells you that there's an iser aseh to eat meat which is not shechted. That's even a mashahu. There's no shiur of the shiurim of kezayis are in the world of lavim, not in the world of iser aseh. So as to whether we could apply the principle of ein iser chal iser to a chatzi shiur, that's what the Prima Gadim talks about over here. That's totally as to whether we have an iser aseh of eino zavuach by a in the world of shechita. It's a bit of an esoteric nafkamina, but you should just know that if you're reviewing the Prima Gadim, that's what he talks about. That's Shoresh Beis. So again, Shoresh Aleph is what is the makar of Shechita. Shoresh Beis is what is the nature of Shechita. Is it a mitzvah? Is it an Isra Aseh? Or a matir? Yes?
What is the
Prima Gadim
assume
that
Shiurim are
related
to lavim?
That the Shiurim are limited to lavim? Because the Gemara limits it to lavim. He points out that that's the Sugi and Shavuos over there, that the Shiur of Kezayis is limited to the to dinim of lo sochal nevelo, lo sochal chelev, lo sochal etzeh. But when you deal with an iser aseh, then we can already move over to a shir v'mashah. The third shot, yes?
I can just say the nafkamina is in terms of shir.
The seder. Okay, so he brings it into the sugi. Basically, it is a nafkamina in terms of shirim, with a nafkamina of the shir, but we pass even a chati shir is asr midaraisa. So the nafkamina would then be whether iser chal iser. Third Shoresh deals with the question that that Goldberger asked Ariel, right? Ariel? Yeah. Gershon, I'm sorry, you're Ariel, you're Gershon. A question that Gershon asked in terms of what Isurim are on a piece of meat which is not shechted. And when we say that Shechita is Matir, what is it Matir? what would have been had you not shechted? Let's say you had an animal that just went ahead and dropped dead, and now you want to eat that animal. What isurim are you over? So everyone agrees, the whole world agrees, that there is an isur of nevela. Nevela is that which is not shechted. That, in other words, so shechita to a certain degree preempts nevela. Shechita prevents an animal from becoming a nevela. If it dies in a non-shechita manner, then it's a nevela. And so shechita is matir the isur of nevela. It's also not only matir the isur of nevela, it's metaher the tumah of nevela. Nevela has a tumah. If you shecht an animal, then A, there is no isur achila of nevela, and B, there is no tumah of nevela. That shechita is a double heter. It's matir the isur, it's matir, it's metaher from tumah. According to the Ravid and the Ramban and the Riva and Tosfos, there's another isur called eno zavuach. Any animal which you are going to eat, which is not shechted, that's the isur aseyev zavata kasher tzivisich. And namely, shechita then solves two problems. It removes the problem of nevela, and according to certain rishonim, it also removes the problem of eno zavuach. Over here, what the Prima Gadim does is he comes to distinguish between two terms that unfortunately in English and Yiddish became confused with one another. That if you are asked, can I eat in that restaurant? They'll say, you can't eat there. That restaurant is treif. Right? In other words, that we have nevela and we have treifa. But even though in Yiddish, treif means you can't eat it, but in the Torah, there is a very, very specific distinction between nevela and treifa. Nevela is a chisaron in the world of shechita. That this animal was not nishchat. It could be that it died on its own. It could be that it was shot in the head. It could be that you tried to shecht it, but you messed up the shechita. We'll see that there are five halachas of shechita. One of them, for example, is that you should saw rather than chop. If you chop, even though you're cutting the simanim, the right amount, that's a psul of shechita. The animal is now a nevela. If you stop in the middle of the shechita, you're shechting and you sneeze and stop and you continue, that's a shehiyah. Namely, nevela is a chisaron in the process of shechita. It could be the process never got off the ground. It could be that the process was begun but was messed up. Treifa is a totally different concept. Treifa is that we have a certain organic pagam. What's the pagam in English? An organic problem with the animal, on which we have Ocha Moshe Misinai, that there are 18 treifot. There are 18 organic problems with an animal. The famous ones, are having an animal having a hole in the lungs, an animal having a broken bone in a certain part of its body. Those are the an animal having a problem in terms of the Tzomet Hagidim. There are 18 treifos. An animal can also die from one of those problems. So if it dies from one of those problems, then it's a treifa. Now you can shecht the treifa. And if you shecht the treifa, what we have is as follows, that the isur of eating it remains, because it's a treifa, but the tuma that would normally be chal on something that you can't eat, like a nevela, the shechita is metaher, a treifa, from tumas nevela. So the shechita on a kosher animal works doubly. It removes the tuma and it's matir ba'achila. A shechita on a treifa will only work partially. It'll be matir ba'achila, it'll remove the tuma, but it'll still remain osur ba'achila. Whether an animal is a nevela or a treifa, we find a dead animal. And we find two dead animals. One of them we check and we see that it had a hole in its lung. And the other one was perfectly fine, just died of fright or whatever. One of them is a nevela, and one of them is a treifa. The Prima Gadim over here gives eight nafkaminas between a nevela and a treifa. We'll come to them as we're learning through Hilchos Shechita. That is Sha'ar Gimel of the Prima Gadim. Just one more word. You can ask, doesn't shechita also remove another iser? And we said it removes the iser of nevela, it removes the tuma of nevela. It may remove, or it's certainly shown him a new iser that we created called eno zavuach. What about Eiver Menachai? What breaks Eiver Menachai? So l'chora, I would say, just a minute. Eiver Menachai is one of Shiva's mitzvahs b'nei Noach. By b'nei Noach, there's no concept of shlita. So what breaks Eiver Menachai? Misa. In other words, the animal's death means it's no longer Eiver Menachai. It's now Eiver Min HaMeis. Anyway, so whether something is Eiver Menachai or not, l'chora is not totally in shlita. It's totally in misa, because there is a period between shlita and misa. You shecht an animal, and it's mefarcheset. It's going through a process of death throes. That's the phrase that would be used. It goes through a process of death throes. Al pidin, it lechora is still alive until it dies. Namely, if a goy were to eat this animal, which is mefarcheset, he'd be over the iser of eating eiver menachai. However, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis tells us that Shchita is Matir Eiver Menachai, that a Jew is allowed, mitzad Shchita, to eat meat which is Mefarcheset, theoretically, because it's already Nishchat, so it's not over Eiver Menachai. And so we'll ask, what about a Goy? So we have a principle that Kol Maida Sharia LeYisrael, Sharia LeGoy. You can't have a Goy being more Chamor than a Jew. So if it's Mutter to a Jew, it's also Mutter to a Goy. Practically, however, a Jew can't eat it because of a separate problem. From left field, we have an Isra of Lo Tochu Al Hadam. It's a pasuk in Chumash, Lo Tochu Al Hadam. The Rambam understands that Lo Tochu Al Hadam is a classic Lav Shebichlalos that includes 1,000,001 subcategories, and therefore there's no Malkos. According to the Rambam, to eat meat which is Mefarcheset is not an Isra any longer of Eiver Menachai, but it's an Isra of Lo Tochu Al Hadam. Rashi over there in the sugya says it's only Lo Tochu Al Hadam Midrabanan. The Gemara is an asmachta. In other words, so the bottom line is a Jew can't eat meat after shchita as long as it's mefarcheset, but that's for a side reason. Lo Tochu Al Hadam, either Daraisa or Drabanan. But mitzad Eiver Menachai, shchita is matir Eiver Menachai. So shchita then is matir nevela, shchita is matir Eiver Menachai, and according to certain Rishonim, shchita is also matir this new Iser of Eno Zavuach, which you learn off in the pasuk. That's still the Shoresh Gimel. That still comes under Shoresh Gimel. That's what we mount here. The fourth Shoresh, and well, this will conclude for today, the fourth Shoresh deals with the world of Suffolk. What is the din of a Suffolk as to whether an animal was shechted properly or not? So we said already, Sveiko Gachumra. The question is, what does that mean, Sveik al-Khumra? Sveik al-Khumra means it's a suffik, but I'm machmir not to eat it. Or the suffik of shchita is vaday osur. If I have a suffik, whether this is shakot or not, I definitely can't eat it, to the degree that maybe I get malkos if I eat it. So here, we have a principle. Behema b'chayeha b'cheskas iser omedet. An animal which is standing is b'cheskas iser. What iser? Eiver Menachai, Eino Zavuach. I have a suffek if I removed that Iser that was there to begin with. Namely, I have a Cheskas Iser, and I have a suffek if I removed it. Now, what's the halacha? What should be the din in such a case? It should be Vaday Oser. And that's the way those who have a Shulchan Aruch in front of them, if they look at the beginning of Siman Kaf Hey in the Shulchan Aruch, it points out over there, Siman Kafe, Hashochet Tzarach Yivdok B'Simanim Achar Hashchita. That after the Shochet checks an animal, it's a check to see what he did. What did he do? Im Nishchatu Ruban, Oshie Roya B'Shas Hashchita Shem Shkutin Ruban, V'im Lo Roa Shiruban Shkutin Osur. If Shochet was checked an animal at night, and not check what he did, and in the morning you want to know, can I eat this meat? The answer is no, because I'm not sure as to whether the two simanim were shechted properly. What if I go ahead and eat it? Let's look in the shach. V'have nevela, the behema b'chayeha b'cheskas iser omedet, v'eino niteres ad she'ivad l'cha she'nishchata karoi. That this is vaday osur. A suffek of shchita is vaday osur, because we had a cheskas iser. When the animal was alive, it was osur. We have a question as to whether that Issa was ever removed. So we have a chazaka. We have a principle that Sorfim, the Soklim, ala chazakos. That if we have a chazaka, we view that as creating a Vadai Isur. And that's what the Shach applies over here to the world of Shechita. Every Shechita is working on a pre-existing condition. An animal is not neutral. An animal is usur. I want to take an Isur and turn it into a Heter. If I have a Suffolk, if I did that, we go back to our pre-existing condition of Isur, and I would get Malkos if I were to eat such meat. However, the Prima Gunnan points out, just a minute, let's go back in Hilchos Shechita to Siman Yudchet. Siman Yudchet, and the Mechaber Paskins, Hashochet Besakin Beduka V'Nimseis Peguma. I have a knife that before Shechita was perfectly good. I checked with the knife, and now I see, just a minute, this knife has a nick in it. I don't know when the nick came into the knife. Did it enter the knife post-Shechita, and then the Shechita was fine? Or maybe the knife was nicked before Shechita, and then the Shechita was not fine. What's the halacha? And I want to have a suffix, Shechita. I have a suffix whether this animal was shechted properly, because I have a problem with the knife. So the Shulchan Aruch is the same language, harezo nevela. What does the Shach say over there? Perush, suffix nevela. Now it's over here, it seems to be a steer in the Shach. Later on in Siman Kaf Hei, he said it was Vadei Nevela, and you get Malkos. And here the Shach writes, Hareza Safek Nevela. It appears that if you have a Safek, then, you know, as we view it as a Safek, there'd be no Malkos. So this is the material that the Prima Gunnan deals with in Shoresh Dalet, and you realize that his solution would be that there are Sveikos, and there are Sveikos. We'll have to deal with different forms of Sveikos. You have a Safek Hashakul, you have a Safek Sheino Hashakul. You have 50-50 Sveikos, you have 80-20 sveikos. You have a suffix, you have a sfeik sveika. Right? That we have different forms of sveikos, and these different forms of sveikos, sometimes we'll go back to our chazaka and say that this behema is vade nevela, and sometimes the suffix will be strong enough to break the chazaka and make this into a suffix. Okay? These then are the topics that the Prima Gadam discusses in Shoresh Aleph through Dalet. There is still one more Shoresh that will leave Blin Neder for next time that really will move us over into Siman Aleph, and that deals with the Ne'emonus of a Shochet. How do we believe a Shochet that he shechted properly? Do we apply the principle of Eid Echa Ne'emon B'Yisurim to the world of Shechita? Why not? Because he pointed out that here we're dealing with a pre-existing Iser. Behema B'chaya B'cheskas Iser Omedet. Does the principle of Eid Echa Ne'emon B'Yisurim work to override a pre-existing chazaka, or does it only work in a vacuum? And if Eid Echa Ne'emon B'Yisurim doesn't work, so on what basis are we eating meat? I mean, what, do we have two Edim on each Shechita? So this is where we'll conclude our Hakadama and move over into Siman Aleph. Okay, just say there. Again, I'll just repeat an announcement I made at the beginning of this year, and that is that in terms of Rabbi Bednar, she's already begun, Rabbi Mann has already begun, each of them has given you introductions if you're interested in their shiurim. There are two more rebbeim who will begin giving shiurim ready next week, or the following week, Rabbi Rakefet. He'll put a notice on the bulletin board when he will begin, and Rabbi Apfel. It will begin next week, next Wednesday, the course he wants to offer in bioethics. And if anyone wants to have a copy of the syllabus, please come over to me and I'll be happy to give them a copy of the syllabus. You'll have an idea of what he'll be covering that will help you make a decision whether this is something that you want to put your time and energy into. Okay? Say there.